With KAZU News, I'm Amy Mayer. In recent years, you've likely heard news stories about fiery school board meetings, but most often they're pretty routine. And as KAZU's Elena Neal Sachs reports, that means open seats don't always attract a lot of candidates.
On a Wednesday evening in October, I drove to Anzar High School in San Juan Bautista. That's where the Aromas San Juan School Board was about to start its monthly meeting. ASJ is a small district. Over the past 20 years, enrollment has declined by 25%. Last year, there were just under 1,000 students in its three schools.
All right, I'm going to call the meeting to order.
The mood was casual and light, almost jovial. There were only 20 people there, including the board members, mostly teachers and administrators, no members of the public.
The board meetings are usually just, you know, the powers that be talking amongst themselves unless there's an issue.
Dan Kerbs is one of the district's five elected board members. Three seats are up this year, but he and another member are not running for re-election. Across San Benito County, there are 26 school board races up for election. But local voters wouldn't know it, because 25 of those races aren't even on their ballots. That's because they're uncontested, or in some cases, no one is running at all.
We actually have historically had fairly competitive races.
That's Casey Powers, the sole ASJ trustee who is running for re-election, albeit unopposed. She first ran 6 years ago.
Mine was actually one of the first ones in 2018 that was uncontested. So 2018, 2020, 2022, and 2024 all were uncontested. And that was actually really rare.
Powers says it was hard enough to find candidates to run. And then in 2022, the board changed the way members are elected. They switched from what's called an at-large method to a trustee area method. That's where the district is subdivided, and only residents of each area can run and vote for that area's seat. Gina Martinez, the Monterey County Registrar, explains it this way.
So in 2018, a district may have been at-large, had three seats available, had four candidates run for that office, and that district would have gone to election.
But say you take that same district today, and now there are three races instead of one. With the same four candidates, that will mean two of them are appointed without being on the ballot, and the last two candidates compete for one seat.
When you take smaller jurisdictions and you divide them even further, what is that doing to the jurisdiction? What is that doing to the ballot?
I was really concerned when we moved to trustee areas because of exactly this.
That's Casey Powers again.
We're a very small district. We're very rural. And it's hard enough when it was at large, let alone when we had to find people from particular areas.
Given that concern, I asked Powers why she and other board members decided to make this change.
I know that there has been a lot of litigation against boards for not moving to trustee areas. So I understood politically why we needed to do it and why fiscally we might need to do it to not get sued.
Across California, this is a legitimate fear. Since a statute change in 2016, there's been a wave of litigation working its way across the state, forcing districts of all kinds to adopt trustee area elections. The stated reason is to increase political representation for minority groups. But the research has only shown that outcome in certain types of school districts, usually bigger ones with a high degree of residential segregation.
The reforms don't have impacts everywhere, and they don't come without cost.
Sam Asher is a Stanford PhD student. He's studying outcomes in districts that make the switch. He and others I spoke with all said more research should be done to understand how these changes impact smaller districts. As for ASJ, Powers thinks the change to trustee areas had the exact opposite effect it was intended to have.
Unfortunately, what's happened is that it's the people that I already know, who I know live in those particular trustee areas, that have become the ones who are being recruited to be on the board.
So instead of the change bringing in a wider slice of the ASJ community, the school board is better reflecting Powers' friend group. She'll be the first to admit that's not a great look for democracy. Elena Neal Sachs, KAZU News.